Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Everybody knows UPS with their distinctive brown uniforms and vans, but did you know it has a major healthcare division focusing on getting vital products and sometimes even human organs from A to B in zip time? And with pharma accounting for 50% of Irish physical exports, UPS is opening a new state-of-the-art healthcare facility in Swords. Cathy O'Brien is Vice President for International Sales at UPS Healthcare and is on the line. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a little bit, a lot of people won't be aware of the healthcare part of UPS's business. Tell us a little bit more about what it does.
So our healthcare division is an 11 billion division of what everybody knows as UPS. And we are responsible for everything to do with healthcare within the UPS company. So what does that mean? So we provide logistics services to all of the top pharma companies, med device companies, as well as the smaller companies that are focusing very much on the biotech space or research and development. And our role is to ensure that we bring their products to market, or we bring those products into a distribution center on time in perfect condition. And in perfect condition these days is getting more and more challenging because of the 50% of exports out of Ireland that are pharma and med. Many of those require cold chain because drugs are getting colder, Joe.
That includes the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer, which had to be kept at a very low temperature before it could be injected into arms.
Exactly. So we delivered over a billion of those vaccines and we built a supply chain globally. And that meant, you know, into the Middle East, into some other far-flung developing countries, as well as into Europe. And they were deep frozen. So they were shipped on dry ice. And of course, that's quite a complex supply chain to develop, but also to deliver. And I'm delighted to say we delivered those vaccines at 100% on time in perfect condition, which, of course, was extremely important, as we all know. So we have 11,000 people dedicated to doing that. They live and breathe healthcare every day. And as you probably know, and I'm sure your listeners know, quality is number one in delivering vaccines, but all types of medical products. So
and
for us,
now you've got this new facility opening up in Swords. Tell us about that.
Yes, so we've opened our first facility. It's a facility that is part of our global network of facilities, which is now reaching over 220 facilities worldwide. It is a 6,000 square meter space, including having space for the cold chain that I just talked about. So it is a dual facility, which is quite unique on the Irish market. What does that mean? It means we are offering the storage part of the healthcare supply chain. So storing the product and providing services within the four walls and the building. But what's quite interesting is right beside it, we have our forwarding operation. So supporting those exports, getting those products out from Ireland into the rest of the world. So quite unique, and we're very excited to be officially opening the building today.
And it needs to be, of course, these things have to be beside airports. You use a lot of planes, a lot of them fly overnight, getting from A to B. A lot of people are aware of your brown vans that use battery power to get around cities. But how are you going to get around the problem of fossil fuel consumption for your planes?
So our, you know, we're very much involved in the global discussion around aviation fuel. We are already working with several of our customers on what we call the SAF program within UPS. So we are using
sustainable aviation fuel.
Correct. Yep. Sustainable aviation fuel. So we are using sustainable aviation fuel. We're also investing heavily in, you know, innovative solutions to look at other types of fuel that can be used within aircraft. But we're making a lot of progress as UPS, the biggest transportation company in the world. We since 2021 have reduced our emissions by almost 15%. And the building that we'll be opening today is, you know, to the highest standard. It's called the LEED standard, which is the most recognized green building rating.
LEED, is it?
LEED, correct.
What about drones, Cathy? Would you use drones?
We are using drones. I mean, we use drones where it makes sense. Obviously, it's heavily regulated also here in Ireland. We are involved in several projects, including with a company called Wingcopter and other companies where we operate drones in humanitarian relief situations. And we also have operated drones in the US for actually healthcare movements. So we definitely see a use for drones. Drones are getting bigger, which is good because that can be an issue. But for us, really, where we are adding huge value in the sustainability stakes is our network. So we operate one of the most efficient networks globally. And it's all about making sure that the assets you have are utilized to the full. So that's where we are making great gains.
Cathy, thanks so much and best of luck with the opening today. I'm sure there's a minister popping by to say hello. That's Cathy O'Brien, the Vice President for International Sales at UPS Healthcare.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.